This is a podfic of the work Chocolates and Mousse Cake by Seachon or 1001 Paper Boxes. Reading is general audience. Fandom is Kino Nani Tabi Ta or What Did You Eat Yesterday? Relationship is Shiro / Kenji. Additional tags for Valentine's Day fluff, chocolate, and cake. This is part of the Chocolate Box Round 7 collection as well. And this is read by Daisy Diversions. Summary. In Shiro's opinion, Valentine's Day was difficult to navigate as a gay man. However, he had worked out the way in which he could comfortably manage it anyway. Author's note for rain sometimes. In Shiro's opinion, Valentine's Day was infinitely more complicated to navigate as a gay man. It was hard to tell when to expect to give and when to receive, if one should prepare to do both, or if it was best left alone entirely. Honestly, Shiro was on the side of leaving it alone entirely, but he knew he was in the minority there. That's why over the years he'd come to the compromise of baking. Those who adored the holidays would be delighted by the homemade gift. Those who were less enthused would appreciate a nod that wasn't too direct, like a box of chocolates would be. And if it was a way to use up some of the chocolate that he'd bought a month or two earlier as stores were clearing out their Christmas stock, well, all the better. Far better, in any case, than how it felt to be staring at boxes of chocolate alongside gaggles of girls half of his age at exorbitant holiday prices. This year's mousse cake required 4 different preparations of chocolate: sponge, mousse, mirror glaze, and curls on the top to garnish. It was time-consuming, and he'd had to keep Kenji out of the kitchen that morning to prevent him from snooping too hard on the preparations from the night before. But it would be worth it for the look on his face when the dessert was revealed. Knowing Kenji, there would probably be tears. There usually were. "Shiro-san, I'm home!" And there, right on cue, was Kenji coming in through the door as the rice cooker pinged. He waltzed in from the hallway to the kitchen, a suspicious-looking package in hand. "Happy Valentine's Day!" he exclaimed, hugging Shiro from behind. "I got something special for you!" And, there were Shiro's suspicions confirmed. He sighed, taking the box in hand. It was from a nice shop, too, which somehow made it better and worse. "Kenji," he said, trying to keep his voice even, "how much did this cost?" Kenji bit his lip. "Well, there were 5 buy 5, get 1 free, and we hardly ever treat ourselves, so I thought..." Shiro took a slow breath through his nose. "Well, there would be a lot of chocolate on a third or even half off tomorrow, you know." "Not this," Kenji countered, and then realized his likely mistake. "I did use my own discretionary funds, though. I swear. We can even enjoy them together if you like." "Of course," Shiro replied, letting out a sigh. "Well, what's done is done. Wash up for dinner, okay? It's almost ready now." "Right." And with that, Kenji spared just 1 glance at the box of chocolates and Shiro's face before running off to get himself ready as Shiro plated their supper. Soon they'd enjoy the mousse cake that Shiro had prepared, and Kenji would cry and take an unbearable number of pictures before swearing he was going to die with the pleasure at getting such a smooth, not-too-rich taste. And then they would sit and split these special chocolates between them while watching a selection of romantic comedies that they had recorded on their PVR and saved for watching together. And then over the next week, Shiro would buy enough discount chocolate to satisfy them both for several months. Perhaps it wasn't the most glamorous way to spend Valentine's Day, but it was enough. It worked for him. It seemed, in fact, it worked for them. And with any luck and a bit more communication, they could figure out how to make it work even better in the years to come. Reader's note, if you made it this far, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments for the original writer, Si-chan. And thank you to Si-chan for having blanket permission to Podfic. I really enjoyed recording this. And for any listeners who are still out there, thank you for listening.